Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do? Yeah, we coming back with another installation of A, Talking Shit with Stacks. This is the Black Friday edition. You know, tonight I'll be, you know, joined by a few people. But on the line, you know what I mean? So we got my ride or die right now, you know what I'm saying, my real nigga. Man, tell them who you are, G.
Oh, man, it's Big Links, man. Y'all know who it is, 414. Hit me at Big Links, 414, Instagram, the Twitter, all of that, man. You know, we here, man, about to talk that talk like we talk it. You understand? So happy holidays, everybody. Hope everybody, you know, enjoyed their Thanksgiving with family, you know, or got the phone call, got the text or whatever. So shout out to everybody, man. We got family out there. You know, y'all came together. That's love.
Word. Yeah, man. We just basically going to talk tonight, you know, just on whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know that sounds crazy, but shit, we've done shows like this before. We have no real clear-cut topic. We just going to talk about a few things that's been happening for, I guess, this past week or so, couple weeks or so. Man, did you by any chance see the score that Golden State put up the other night, dude? Like, them niggas went wild on the Lakers, dog. They put up 149 points, no overtime.
Where?
Man. Yeah, they beat the dog shit out of them boys. They actually playing the rematch tonight. So that was Wednesday night. Like I said, they put up 149 points. They beat the shit out the Lakers. They winning right now 20-12, so that game is in progress. So, you know, I'm just going through the NBA right quick.
That's crazy.
I seen the boy Zach Levine get off early on a stupid-ass dunk. Man, fuck that. Let's talk about your Clippers. I see they was on a little hot streak, you know, before today.
Yeah, man. They, in my opinion, they came in flat. You know what I'm saying? They came in flat today. Like, they stayed at, I think they played Dallas Tuesday or Wednesday, and they convinced Doc Rivers to let them stay in Dallas to watch, you know, the Cowboy game because, you know, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, they real big Cowboy fans. So they did that. So I think they were still, you know, riding that wave. They came in flat. They was down by 18 early in the first. So even though they ended up getting the lead, no, I want to say a couple minutes left in the third. They was just tired. They was just flat, man. They did a little too much partying yesterday. So, I mean, it's still early though. They'll be all right. But you know, my favorite player bounced back today, Melo. You know, which that's actually a question I want to ask you because they Porzingis is having a really good year so far, and you know,
right,
the Knicks are 8-7, you know, they're starting to piece it together in spite of Phil Jackson and what he's trying to do. And it's been some talks. So I want to ask you the question. Are the New York Knicks still Carmelo Anthony Singh?
You know what? I think right now that they are. Like, no matter, you know, no matter the situation, if he's on the team, they're his team. I mean, the team was basically put together around dude, you know what I'm saying, to see where they can go. So, I mean, it's his team as of right now. I just think they acquired too many older pieces. Like, I wouldn't have went that route, but, you know, who am I? I'm sitting on, you know, my couch while Phil is in the league, so. I actually think for Porzingis to realize his full potential, they got to either get rid of Carmelo or he's got to go somewhere else. I don't think he'll ever realize it, you know, with them two playing together. But
right.
How you feel about that?
I actually think they can play together, but I think with the moves that they made, it's hurting everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect to Derrick Rose. I like Derrick Rose. I'm always love his game. But he's an isolation player.
Right.
He's not a good pick and roll player. He's decent. His assists come from him driving the lane, kicking the ball out. So you have an MVP isolation player, you know, in Derrick Rose, who's still decent, even though he's a shell of himself. You have probably one of the best ISO players of all time in Carmelo Anthony. So it's like the offense is stifled. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, give Melo the ball, get out the way, or give Derrick Rose the ball and clear it out. So with that being done and Porzingis is playing how he's playing, I think he's nice. But if Melo doesn't get traded within the next 2 years, I think Porzingis is leaving because I think he's going to realize that he's nice. You know what I'm saying? In spite of what they're trying to tell him, like, oh, he's still developing. He's still – no, his game is there already. You can put some more weight on him or whatever the situation is going to be, but he can already shoot. He's a decent rebounder. Right. He's a decent shot blocker. You know what I'm saying? So either he has to go around a team that wants to win or he's going to stay where he at and just be happy with the money. So I think as of right
now,
it's still – what up?
No, I was going to say – you know, you said that Derrick Rose is an isolation player. That's one of the reasons why I think Brandon Jennings is starting to, like, creep in on his time a little bit, because Brandon Jennings is he's the type to get more involved, you know what I'm saying? And I think his game fits what the Knicks want to do, you know what I'm saying? Even though Melo's an isolation player, if he can get him the ball in the right position, he won't have to bounce the ball as much or stand in one spot as much, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's a better flow for the offense. So, like I said, I think that's why Brandon Jennings is getting a little more playing time right now over Derrick Rose, you know.
Uh-huh.
And on top of it, Derrick Rose is only a one-year rental. He is a free agent after this year. So, you know, it's not like they're tied to him forever. So, we'll see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, though, you know, I actually was looking at the game earlier. Yo, shout out to Dallas. How the hell do you let Cleveland get up on you 40 points in the first half? Like, that shit is atrocious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, and on some real shit, this is the holiday season, man. And, you know, shout out to Zach Randolph. His mom passed away yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Chandler Fry. His mom passed yesterday, and his father passed like a month ago, I heard. So, like, it's been a lot of, you know, a lot of deaths in the NBA family or whatever. Like, man, just what you said at the beginning of the show, take a minute to reflect on the family that we do have left and that are here, you know what I'm saying, and take advantage, man, like real talk. Yeah, but, man, we, like I said, outside of some strong showings from the Cavaliers and, you know, the Clippers early on and, you know, Golden State, of course, like, who's your surprise team that's been in a hunt in the NBA right now? Like, who you going with? Or who you rocking with, I should say?
That's actually a tough one. But I would have to say the surprise team for me right now was Atlanta. I didn't think Atlanta was going to be as nice as they is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're showing me that they're heavy on the defensive side because they don't have offense. Like, they really don't. And they lost their playmaker in Jeff Teague. And the other dude, I forgot his name. Is it Krabs? Is that his name? Whatever. But I forgot to know the backup. Yeah, with the faggot patch. Yeah, him. You ain't talking about, I forgot his name, but I didn't have a lot of faith in him coming in. But he's doing decent. You know what I'm saying? So they getting a lot of second chance buckets with Dwight Howard and they capitalizing on them, and I think that's a good look. I didn't expect them to be that. Everybody else is kind of who I expect them to be, with the exception of Indiana. Indiana should be doing a hell of a lot more than what they're doing. You ain't talking about, but you know, his name Dennis Schroeder. That's his name, backup point guard Dennis Schroeder. Like he's okay, but the real, you know, setup man of that team is Jeff Teague, because you look at Dwight Howard, he needs you to pass on the ball. Kyle Korver can't dribble to save his life. Paul Millsap is a is a back-to-the-basket player. So somebody has to get these dudes the ball. So I think he's doing an okay job as of right now as of getting them the ball. So, you know, I want to, you know, give him his credit. So as of right now, I would have to say the Atlanta Hawks. The disappointment, I have to go with Indiana, and I would also have to say Dallas. Dallas has the supposed to be talent, and it's not working right now. So, yeah, praising Harrison Barnes for averaging 22 points, but they're losing. And he's supposed to be a defensive dude, and he's not holding the when they play the Clippers or the Kings, he's not even holding the Blake Griffins or the DeMarcus Cousins. He's not even holding his position. So it's like he's getting his James Harden on right now. He's cherry picking right on a bad team. So, matter of fact, that's nothing for James Harden right now. He's getting his Danny Granger on. So, yeah. So, right, I would have to say the shock right now to me is Atlanta, and the two disappointments is Dallas and Indiana. So,
word. Indiana is one of my biggest disappointments right now, man. I had them pegged, like, to go to the finals, you know what I'm saying, to be in competition with Cleveland or whatever. I like the roster moves that they made. You know, I respect Paul George as the lead on their team. And they just, you know what I'm saying, totally disappointing me coming out the gate. I'm also surprised, man, Minnesota. Man, Minnesota, they coming together faster than what I thought they would. You know, in probably about a year, they're going to be a problem, a legit problem.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait to see, you know what I mean? They did play the Pelicans right the other night, and please get Anthony Davis some help. And the funniest thing,
yeah,
and Fonz, I'll tell you, I'm going to put you on the line in 2 seconds, my G. Don't even trip. But to finish my point, New Orleans was playing, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves the other night, and Jeff Van Gundy made a statement, and he said that he would not trade Towns for Anthony Davis at this point in their careers. And Anthony Davis proceeded to score the next 12 points, you know what I'm saying, for the Hornets. And he ended up finishing with 21 points in the first quarter, finished 45 points for the game, shut Towns basically down, and, you know what I'm saying, walked.
Huh.
Get that boy some help. He's doing everything
yeah
that he can, you know what I'm saying, to hold that team in there. And that shit is crazy. Like, they're just wasting his talent right now. But, man, hold up right quick, Lynx. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put my boy on the line. Man, this is my nigga right here, Fonz. Yo, what up, though? Wait, no, this is New York. New York, what it do?
Yeah, 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 man. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me clear?
My fault, Z.
Yeah.
My fault, Z. Wrong number, cuz. Go ahead. Talk your shit. Shout it out right quick. Tell them who you are.
Yeah, 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 man. King of the North and all that good shit, man. Coliseum High Society, all that. How y'all doing, man? I hear y'all talking a little bit of that basketball shit word, man. Indiana definitely got me losing a lot of money up until date, man. I'm a go ahead and get these niggas a 2 week notice, and then I'm gonna have to just go ahead and jump off the Indiana bandwagon, man, because this shit is crazy. This shit is crazy, oh man. Can't believe this shit. Like, I really can't even believe this shit, man. Like, I had them picked to beat a lot of teams in the East. That really was my sleeper team. And it's like, what the fuck are y'all niggas out here doing, man? Shit crazy.
Yeah, man, we just, man, you know, man, we touched upon a few of the NBA topics, you know, like the Clippers, you know, mm-hmm, on their dominance right now. You know, of course, I guess tonight, man, Cleveland felt a certain type of way with Golden State putting up 149. So they down there was leading Dallas by 40 in the first half. You know, we touched upon that, shit like that. But, like, the last question that I asked Link was, like, what's your surprise team on the good side this year? Like, who are you surprised that are, you know, they're doing decent?
Surprised that they're doing decent? I'm honestly, and I know, like, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, the Cavs, I really didn't expect the Cavs to be that great, like, LeBron, you know, LeBron is LeBron, all of this. But I'm not a believer in Kevin Love. You know what I'm saying? J.R. Smith has had one move his whole career. You know what I'm saying? Shumpert is, you know, always about six bad games away from being traded. You know what I'm saying? So I just really don't believe in their team outside of Kyrie. And it's just, I don't know, man. I'm honestly surprised that they do look so dominant. I mean, people always say the East, but the East got better. It's just, I mean, they matchups cause problems. And like I said, man, Kevin Love has been a nightmare for motherfuckers. He really has been a nightmare for motherfuckers. So I'm going to go with the Cavs, yo. The Cavs.
Okay.
And
yeah, let me ask both of these questions right quick. Man, because the reason why I bring it up is you brought up Kyrie Irving. There was an argument the other day that I was partaking in that I had to, like, separate myself from. They was arguing about who was the better player, Kyrie Irving or John Wall. I want to hear both of y'all opinions. Man, New York, since you, you know what I'm saying, just jumped on, I'm going to start with you right quick. Kyrie or John Wall, who you taking if you got to start a franchise right now today?
Ah, man. If I gotta go right now, you know, experience, I'll go with experience. And Kyrie proved that that nigga is just a fucking something else. Like, he really is just something else. And up to date, I've been one of the biggest John Wall supporters, and this motherfucker still don't have a jump shot. Like, what the fuck is you doing, fam? Like, I don't know, man. It's like he's so gifted, and maybe his IQ or making his teammates better. Like, it's just something that's just not clicking, because this motherfucker just – he just fast. I don't know. He's just fast and athletic. Like, he never really – stepped up to the next level. He's really been, in my opinion, stagnant since maybe his second or third year. And last year they had a nice little run, but I mean the Wizards got nice depending on who they had. Paul Pierce taught him a couple things, and then Bradley Beal, he's one of the most overrated players in the game in my opinion. But it's just like by themselves at the very core, I trust Kyrie's heart over I trust John Wall's. I feel like emotions to get John Wall out of his game. Kyrie proved, like, yo, you could talk about me. You could call me a ball hog. I could play with LeBron. I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to figure out how to win. And I respect that, man. I'm going with Kyrie.
That's interesting you say that. I'm going to come back to that. Links. You know, me and you done had this convo, you know what I'm saying, many a day or whatnot, you know what I'm saying, between certain players. You got Kyrie or John Wall, G. You got to start an NBA franchise today. Who you taking between them two?
I'm going John Wall, man. I think John Wall is better. I think he's better all around. When you talk about if we're talking strictly offense, you have to go Kyrie. He's one of the best isolation players in the game. You know, his handles is through the roof, and he's a qualified, respectable 3-point shot. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to get that to him. But he is a liability on defense. He can play the zone, right, but he can't do man defense. So when you look at Bradley Beal, you're saying Bradley Beal is overrated. I would agree. But the reason he's overrated is because John Wall was commanding so many double teams and this, that, whatever. John Wall had Bradley Beal looking like he was a monster. Same thing with Gortat. He had Gortat looking like he was a monster. Same thing with the old dude with the dreads. I forgot his name. He was
Nene.
He had Nene looking like he was an all-star. And Nene, he's decent, but he was looking like an all-star. With John Wall. So that's what John Wall does. It's like, you know what? Even if I'm not putting up 25-30, my 16-6 and whatever I do is going to be spread around. You're going to see it. So it's kind of like John Stockton. John Stockton didn't never leave the league in points or nothing like that, but he controlled the floor on both ends easily. That's what John Wall is doing. So I would go John Wall. If you're doing it from the standpoint of money, the money is in Kyrie, so I would pick Kyrie. But if you're doing it in the aspect of winning, you have to go John Wall, because the Wizards was respectable before they started making the playoffs because of John Wall. You ain't talking about then when they started making it, you know, when everybody started developing, you know, this, that, whatever. But Kyrie, he's doing the same thing he did when they wasn't going to the playoffs, only winning 15 fucking games a year. He's not the reason they're that good. So I would go John Wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. I'm going to say it like this. Man, nigga that's closest to me know I don't even really fuck with Kyrie like that. I was a fan more of him back when he was coming out of high school, going in the first year at Duke or whatever. And to me, he's regressed. The only time in that man's career that you can say he stepped up and he showed up was game 6 and 7 of the NBA Finals. Don't get me wrong. Those were the two places where you're supposed to step up. But, my nigga, if you're in year 5 or 6, and those are the only two things that I can think of, you know, standing up, that's saying something. To me, John Wall is a better defensive player, and like, you know, like Lynx was saying, he can control both sides of the court. And for that, like, I think I'd take him. And that's what the argument was the other day. They were saying, well, Kyrie's the flashier one and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, that doesn't matter when you're trying to win a game. Like, who's the one that's going to do the dirty shit? Who's going to dive on the floor, you know what I'm saying? And who's going to sacrifice his individual game to make his teammates look better? And that right there is the reason why I picked John Wall. And they just, I can't believe you would say something like, and I was like, who cares? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing that I believe in. That's the theme that I believe in, is the perfect leader, no matter how he looks, is going to have his team look good. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
that's just my
thought. See, my thing, like, and I agree with y'all. I really do on the defense end, because, I mean, yo, chase down blocks. Like, he really reminds me of a more athletic Wade. He's not as smart as Wade on defense, and he's not as quick to those blocks and those little mistakes that defenders make, but he do remind me of Wade on defense, man. I will give him that. But, yo, man, like, I really there was a year, like I said, I'm not sure which one it was. Maybe it's third or fourth. But there was a year John Wall got injured and Kyrie was getting all this praise. And then I think it was maybe the rookie sophomore game, and Kyrie hit, like, I think he was in the All-Star game that same year. He hit, like, the 5 threes back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back, all of that shit. And then John Wall came back healthy that, I think, at, like, the midpoint of that year. And that's really the only time that I've ever seen him really step up his game. I think he was averaging for the end of the season, like, something close to like 20 and 13 or 15 and 12 or something like that. But like I said, man, since then, like, jump shot wise, free throw wise, you know what I'm saying? Rebound wise, like, I mean, he's athletic, so some of that stuff, it just comes to him. But I mean, I feel like Kyrie has improved as far as when he takes his shots more than John Wall's improved. You know what I'm saying? Anything, any other part of his game. Like, I feel like a lot of it is just he's gifted, man. Like, I don't know.
Let me ask you this question right here, right? If you take John Wall and put him on Cleveland, are they still winning?
Let's see. If I put John Wall on Cleveland, are they still? Yeah, I think so. I think probably more so.
Okay, and if you take Kyrie and put him on Washington, do they still win at the rate that they're winning at, or are they worse?
And that's a good question. That's a good question. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, because I don't know. They probably would be about the same or worse. They probably would, because Kyrie do not be passing. That's a fact. That nigga do not pass. He's not a pass first point guard. But I don't know, man. Yo, that's a good question, man. That's a good question. I would still take Kyrie. I hear y'all, and I agree with y'all argument, but I would still take Kyrie. Like, I just, when it comes down to it, I feel like, man, it's not even like John Walls can't get right, because if he didn't get injured, I feel like they would have beat the Hawks and went on to, you know, beat Cleveland or whatever. But shit, man, yo, damn, man, I don't know. That's a good question, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. They might be worse off with Kyrie because he's not passing. And where, yo, go. That was a great point. Yo, Gortat was looking like a fucking he looks like fucking Steven Adams now, how Westbrook got Steven Adams looking. Like, that shit is fucking, that's a fact, yo. 2K, that nigga's stats definitely went up a good, like, 6 or 7 points, man. So, yeah, I hear you.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Steven Adams getting that money, too. What, he signed a $100 million contract?
Hey.
Man, okay, on some real shit. You know, I'm gonna swing it a little bit. And I know this is gonna make Lynx real happy right here. Now let's talk about your Cowboys, G. I see they looking real good right now. Usually I get to talk shit to you, you know, around this time of year. Uh-huh. But man, they looking real decent right now, cuz, you know. Man, let's speak on a little football. Tell me what you see on your end, G, since I know you're a Cowboys fan and whatnot.
What I see is the Cowboys should run into trouble, like legitimate trouble, twice. I don't think they're going to finish 15-1, but when the playoffs start, the only team I'm worried about is Seattle. And if they get past Seattle, of course, you got to worry about the Patriots. But truthfully speaking, if, you know, the injuries they got on defense, if they just come back, you know, just to add depth, just with the substitution, because you see they get tired in the second half. When they was playing against Washington yesterday, game was kind of over, but it's like they so tired because they have nobody coming in for them. Like, you damn near out there the whole thing. But when you have the offensive line and the running game, how they have it, I'm shocked that Dak Prescott ain't throwing for more yards, because they keeping seven mm-hmm. dudes in the box. Like, you have mm-hmm. to keep seven dudes in the box, because it ain't fair otherwise. Let's just be honest. The whole front five, if you wanted to, you could put them in the Pro Bowl. Nobody's going to say anything. Then you could say six if you keep Jason Witten in the block. So five people is not finna get back there and stop dude, man. So you have to keep seven, if not eight, in the box. And when you're doing that, you got Dez Bryant and Beasley and everybody man-to-man. That's why they're always open, because you can't hold them dudes man-to-man. So I think as long as he keep making the right reads and, you know, being patient and running when he needs to, I can't see the Seahawks or the Patriots beating them. But it's just on football in general, the refs is terrible right now, man. The refs is missing a lot of, and we all know they miss calls every single game. It's, you know, you can't fault them for live action, you know, because they don't have the option of replay and this, that, whatever. But and that's understandable when you're talking about the placement of the ball, or did he not step out of bounds. That's understandable, but they're missing so many face mask penalties and, you know, late hit penalties. It's ridiculous right now, man. So they need to do something about that in the future. I don't know if they need to pay them more money and, like, have them full time, because I know the refs aren't full time. Once the season is over, they go back home. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they need to have them, like, to sign refs to training camps or something to help, you know, keep them fresh or something. But that needs to change. And as far as, I'm happy the Packers ain't shit. That's a good look. I'm glad they terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Giants is overrated. I think the Giants is extremely, extremely overrated. I think they ever got lucky at the right time. You know, it's kind of like Pittsburgh. Okay, they beat Cleveland. Who the hell is Cleveland got? They don't like their eighth quarterback already. Then they beat the Colts, a banged-up Colts without Andrew Luck. It's like, okay, cool. But every time they play a team, when, like, the whole team is there, like, ain't nobody hurt, no nothing, they've lost. So I think the Giants is overrated right now, and I think Pittsburgh is overrated. Everybody else is kind of where I expect them to be. So,
right.
That's...
Hey, New York, before I let you go right quick, man, I'm going to introduce my homeboy Fonz to the show. You know, he was one of the people that was instrumental on us even having a show tonight. Fonz, you there, G?
Yo, what's that?
What's good?
Yo.
Yo, make sure all your background is turned down, cuz.
It's down.
Yeah. Yeah, we're basically going around the NFL right now. You know, we just went around the NBA for the first half of the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going around the NFL right now. You know, my homeboy is on the line. You know, Dallas is his squad. And I know yesterday they just beat Joe's squad. You know, so talk about it.
It's cute. You feel me? Like, they good. You feel me? Like, they good. But it's not like they're a 10-1 team that everyone fears. You know what I mean? Like, 10-1 team that you're very afraid of.
Right.
You feel me? Like, are they good? Yes. The offensive line is the best offensive line in football. You feel me? Like, hands down.
Right.
You know what I mean? The quarterback, you know, that's playing phenomenal. Zeke is what we expect Zeke to be. The defense is just playing better than what you would expect. Like, they're very optimistic, you feel me? But, you know, when you're playing against, you know, a squad and the Zebras at the same time, it's kind of tough, bro. Like, I mean, I've never seen Troy Aikman give Washington any props when he says that wasn't a call. That was a bad call. It's like, bro, like, y'all going to make the call or not, bro? You feel me? But, I mean, they definitely, you know, they definitely get my I want to get my respect because they're Dallas. You feel me? So, I'm hating, but they definitely, they're the ones who play off. They definitely, I'm not saying they definitely win the division because they still got to play Dallas. I mean, the Giants and the Eagles again. You feel me? And the Giants only 2 games back. But as it looks, you know, they'll hold on. So the Giants can find a way to lose 2 games that they shouldn't lose. You know what I mean?
Word.
I'm a word. Good, like, at the end of the day. You know what I mean? But,
man, New York. Man, we on you right quick, G. Man, what's your team? How they looking at right now?
You know, I'm a Boston fan, man. And with football in particular, it's funny, like I said, my uncles, they was all Giants fans, and my favorite uncle was a Cowboys fan, so I was, you know, I always fucked with the Cowboys, man. But I always had to endure Tony Romo, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was, like, to me, you know, it was a little bittersweet being a Cowboys fan and shit like that. And even keeping up with a lot of the storylines and stuff, I hear y'all and shit. But more, I have a question, though, for Lynx and all of y'all, honestly. So, honestly, you know, from what I know with the NFL, from what I watched before and all of this and what's going on now, I seen they line. You know what I mean? Yesterday, I had the chance to enjoy a little Thanksgiving dinner, you know what I'm saying? Happy Thanksgiving to y'all and all that. But I watched a little of the game, man, and I had to think, it made me think, with Tony Romo as the starting QB, what do y'all think that the Cowboys' record would be up to now? Same line, same everything else. You know, we could go around.
Romo, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. There'd be 7-4. Because it's certain plays that Dak did. Like, for instance, like on last night when he was running, like it was like third and 12 in the third quarter, and he scrambled out and he gave my corner a stiff arm. Like he was a running back, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, so it's certain things that he does that Romo wouldn't do. And I think they're running the ball more because it's that, because they can't protect him. You feel me? So if Romo was playing, and never been hurt, Dak would be the third string quarterback because they didn't draft him to be second string. They drafted Mark Sanchez. I mean, they signed Mark Sanchez to be second string quarterback. You know what I mean? So they would probably be 7-4, I think. I think Dak just, you know, he moves better than Romo. You know what I mean? Like, I think his decisions are better because Romo tries to, you know, force things a lot. So I think they'll be 7-4 without Romo quarterback, in my opinion. But all y'all. All right, Nilla.
Well, Lynx.
Love you.
Lynx, what you think, G?
Man, they'll be 5-6, man.
Ooh,
I'm gonna keep it 100, man. Because I'm gonna say what would happen. And you, only thing I can do is just go off history. Now we don't know for sure, but all you can do is go off history. When they played against San Francisco and they down by 14, Tony Romo is forcing it.
That's
interceptions
true.
Is coming. Let's just be honest here. When they played against Green Bay, even though Dallas was winning, when they, you know, was running the ball with 42 seconds left and getting out of bounds, Romo would have threw the ball. So I'm looking at them plays. Same thing against Pittsburgh. Instead of all these third and ones that he picks up, Romo he throws the ball. They don't run the ball. That's just him. Like, so I would look at it and say, you know what, they would be 5-6 because – just like the Philly game. Philly has a decent defense. If Romo's in that game, he throws at least one interception, where Dak had none. You know what I'm saying?
This
so Baltimore has a good defense. Dak didn't turn the ball over, you know, at all in that game. Romo turns the ball over. Like, so, and you look at the, it's like he said with the scrambling phase, if, even if Romo is able to, you know, avoid it in the pocket, he still gets hit. And it's either, you know, fourth down or he's going to be hurt again. So I would say 5 and 6, man. And they drafted him because they thought he could play. But the chances of dude actually playing was slim next to none because Tony Romo was the starter. Kellen Moore was the backup. And he was number three. Kellen Moore got hurt the first preseason game before the first preseason game. Romo got hurt the third preseason game. So it's like we have no choice but to play dude. And
that's true. That's true.
And we all know it's hurting. It is. I think he's starting to see the money in it right now. But we all know it was killing Jerry Jones because that wasn't his pick. That was his son's pick. His son, the one who drafted Dak Prescott. And even though he can play and he's good, he wants to win it with Tony Romo. That's not going to be the case no more. You know what I'm saying? So if Tony Romo was there, they would be 5 and 6. But I still think they'd be, they would beat Minnesota, who they got coming up next, and you know, a couple of them teams. I think they would have finished the season 9 and 7. But if Tony Romo was there, you got to think when, even though I would do it, I'm glad he doesn't. Tony Romo forces a lot of balls to Dez Bryant. Now Dez Bryant is a monster, so I don't fault it for that. But when you forcing it to him, then that's when interceptions come because you got other people wide open. Dak sees the other people wide open. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying 5 and 6. Man.
That's thinking of that, you absolutely, because like I said, they would have ran the ball. I mean, they would pass the ball a whole lot more if Romo was quarterback. Like, he can still get his carries, but you need to take off like 10 of those. You feel me? Like, a lot of the games they've been doing that. You feel me? And he does force the ball to Dez and his BFF Witten. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he forces that nigga like all the time. But can we change the team though? Like, can we change the subject? Like, it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, you know what?
Hey, look, the reason why I got quiet is shit, the 49ers got one victory. My nigga, I'm looking at the number one pick in the draft coming up, so I ain't really saying shit. So,
oh, y'all gonna get
what team you
want to
go to?
Texas A&M, bro. The DN, yo. Texas A&M, bro. That nigga is serious. He's like, he's like one of the best people that I've seen in a long time, bro. Like, he's just different. Sure, my life, but I don't know. No,
I
ain't in the first pick.
Ain't
the Browns
play this
year. The Browns,
yeah,
like,
you right.
Cause
the Browns ain't got shit. Yeah,
they not gonna win a game this
ain't
year.
Ain't that a bitch? Look, the 49ers can't even get that win. Ain't that a bitch? Yo, they look good that first night against Minnesota, and it's been all downhill since. Yo, real talk, the 49ers ain't gonna be shit. This the thing. The 49ers, they're going to be shit until they get rid of the ownership, the GM, and that weak-ass coach. That nigga's a bitch. Like, they ain't going to be shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I can't even claim
that.
Man. Yeah, what team did you want to move to? Like, shit, it's free reign. My nigga's the Black Friday edition. We talking whatever. My nigga, like, bring it up. You know what I'm saying? We going to speak on it.
No, I mean, I was just saying, because I really can't stand Dallas, so... It made me uncomfortable a little bit. For real. But what y'all speaking on as far as y'all got Dallas is like locked to be like the number one seed in the NFC.
I do. Like,
yeah.
In order for Dallas to lose the number one seed in the NFC, it's what, 5 games left? They would have to lose 4 of the next 5 games. Like,
I'm saying, but they only a game and a half up on Seattle. They only a game and a half up on Seattle, though.
Yeah, that's smooth. But you're still saying Dallas will have to lose 4 of the next 5. Like, at the bare minimum, they have to lose 4 of the next 5 because Seattle's probably going to lose one, and the Giants are probably going to lose one. I got the Giants coming in 12-4. I got the Cowboys coming in 14-2. So they're not going to lose 4 of the next 5 games. Like, I just can't see it. So I got Dallas holding on to the number one.
That reminds me of Carolina last year. Like, not as far as, you know, the way they are winning, but they are like, if they go fishing and win, like I said about Carolina last year, they are the weakest 15 ones you've ever seen. Like, not you know, like, not no shots. Like, usually when you see that team 15-1, you're, like, barely afraid. But, like, wasn't nobody afraid of Carolina last year? Like, they won. You feel me? Like nothing against them. But it wasn't like they was dominating all the time. You feel like every game, like, it was more close games than it was. Not, you know what I'm saying? Same thing with Dallas. It's like, they're winning. You feel me? But it's not like, you know, teams don't play
different.
Like, man, how are we going to beat them?
The difference between Carolina last year and Dallas of this year is you talking about defense and offense. Carolina didn't have Kelvin Benjamin. They didn't have D'Angelo Williams. They didn't have Steve Smith. So you wasn't afraid of them, but you couldn't score on them. So that's why I wasn't nobody afraid of them. With Dallas, you don't want Dallas having the ball. Why do you think they did the onside kicks? He said, if we kick them the ball, they just run the fucking clock out. I'd rather give them the ball, let them score, and then maybe we got a chance because Dallas defense ain't shit. So it's you know you can put up points on Dallas. Everybody knows this. You can't run on them. I think they got the best running defense. You can't run on them. But you can pass all day long back there. So you're not afraid of the defense. Nobody is. I don't think Cleveland's afraid of their defense. But you have to be afraid of their offense because they will literally go 13 plays and take 8 minutes off the clock, 12 plays,
right,
6 minutes off the clock. You know what I'm saying? So I think nobody's afraid of their defense. But with Carolina, that's the only thing you feared was their defense. So now you look at it. They let two of their cornerbacks go, you know, which is one of the main staples of their defense. Nobody's afraid of Carolina. You're like, look, we already know y'all can't score. And now y'all defense is shaky? Look at Carolina.
Right.
Same thing with Dallas. We know y'all defense ain't shit, but this offense, though. Man, so it's like you're coming into the game telling yourself, we have to put up 28 points. We have to.
At least.
So,
so it's like, you know, with Carolina and Dallas, like last year, this year, it's like apples and oranges. Like, you know, you can't score on Carolina, but you can stop them. Dallas, you can't stop them, but you can score on them. You feel me? Like, so it's like, you know, if you got a good enough offense and a decent defense, you got to hope your defense get more stops to get defensive. And you're good. You feel me? So. But,
man.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's still a long time to go, though, man.
I see. You know what? The way I see it playing out, whoever makes it, man, they're going to get stomped out by Tom Brady. That's how it is. That's how it's going to be.
Tom Brady and them ain't beating Oakland, though, bro.
Fam, hey, we'll see. We'll see.
I agree with Tom Brady and them, man. But, like, you know, like Tom Brady always, like, he struggles with when he's playing against a stingy defense. I just think Oakland, like, I don't know, like, I don't know people, like, I think Oakland defense, bro, like, I mean, I just think that they give him the more, I think they give him the most problems than anybody else that's in that AFC, right? As far as defensively, like, who doesn't give him problems? Like, Pittsburgh defense is garbage. I mean, if they even made the playoffs, Baltimore got a decent defense, but their offense not going to score on New England. I mean, there's no other team that I can think of right now. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but then Oakland, like, you know what I mean? Like, as far as, like, with Irvin and Khalil Mack and them, you feel me? Like, and then the offense is going to score. That's the only team I feel like can even give them a threat in the AFC. What y'all think? Y'all think anybody else
can
give
them
a threat? Do you think about it?
You know what, though? Carr do got that bum ass, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even gonna get no name recognition from my mouth. But he do got that bum ass receiver looking decent right now. You know what I'm saying? Old faggot ass nigga. This man, Wacktree, you know what I'm saying? That faggot ass nigga played in Frisco, was playing like a bitch for I don't know how many years. He go to Oakland and now this nigga's like a new, like he's born again type shit. Like he's just running up the, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man. I will give him no props, nigga. Like, that's just me, though.
You know what? In the AFC, Oakland is the best chance to stop them on paper, it would appear. But you know, you never know in the AFC, man. Like you never know. Like, with it's going to come down to who has the better defense in the AFC. It's going to come down to who got the better offense in the NFC. That's how it's kind of always been, man. And believe it or not, nobody's afraid of the Patriots defense. It's
exactly.
The offense. They kind of do the Dallas thing in reverse. They don't run the ball. They'll pass the ball to Gronkowski or Bennett. They don't mind getting 2-3 yards because they know it just
Just make it manageable. That's what they do. If we got it long, we'll go long. If not, we're going to check it down. But when you look at it, them 2-3 yard passes is just like a 2-3 yard run. So it's kind of the same thing. And, you know, and when they spread them out, you look at Dallas, you got Williams who's fast, Butler who's big and strong, you got Dez Bryant, you got Beasley, you got Whitney. They got Bennett. They got Edelman. They got Gronkowski. They got LeGarrette Blount. They got – so it's like, come on, man. It's kind of the same thing. So
let's do it different.
I think Oakland's defense is a little too shaky. I actually think Houston. I think Houston defense can match up better, but they don't have the offense.
Right,
so,
right. And that's my point. That's my point, right. That's my point. It's like, who got both? Because like with Oakland, like they have like those edge rushers. You feel me? Like they got those linebackers that can run, you know, from sideline to sideline. You know what I mean? But yeah, Houston don't got the offense. I mean, Houston ain't making the playoffs. Well, no, I'll take that back. They might make the playoffs. I just don't believe it. I'm like, these niggas. You feel me? So that's what's up, though, man.
Yeah, man, we're going to switch it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I want to – the funniest part, you know, I don't even fuck with battle rap no more, but I've been sitting down watching some of these shit this past week. Fam, I want to swing it to there, man. Were y'all able to see some of the battles that came out yesterday? I know Verb and Bonnie Godiva dropped.
He killed her.
Who else? Yeah, he fucked her life up.
man, that was me in the question. Chess and Trash. Chess versus
trash.
Sanitation.
Oh,
and
The Surf Shug shit. That shit came. Yeah, that was all.
Yeah.
Let's speak on that real fast. I've been wanting to say something, but I don't want to speak on it from like a nigga just be making me mad. Let's speak on that real fast though. Like, first of all, that battle never should have been going down in Jersey at all. Like, they both crippin', you feel me? Like, 161, great. You can't have that battle in Newark when it's going to be – there's not going to be battle rap fans in there. That's the first thing, right? Secondly
– I'm with you.
Suge's hood is right there where the battle was. Surfing them, like, it's not right there. You feel me? Like, they ain't nervous. It's not right there. So I say it's like – If you like ever been into like the game, whatever, like, or like into that life, and you are any type of big homie, which you got little homies that's like they're like follow you and all that. That means you're used to giving mom hugs at funerals or telling mamas, you know what I mean, or sisters and whatever, it's gonna be okay, da da da. So if you in the venue and you already got outside these, like, niggas think that because somebody crip that all crips get along. Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's not how it go. You feel me? Like, all crips don't get along. So, you know, the way that Surf and Sugar made it look like, you know, they made it look like 60s and grapes, you know, are cool, but that's not really how it go. You feel me? But what I mean is, Surf, to me, you know, has real little homies. You feel me? Like, He's more of a big homie to Lil' Crips than Suge is to Lil' Crips, if that makes sense. So, Surf has to worry more about than just a battle, especially when stuff get out of hand and niggas start, you know, niggas throwing bottles in the club, and you got another nigga on the stage. Oss, that's a great, and he's supposed to be a big homie, but he didn't stop it. Like, how do Suge and Oss not have control over their niggas? That part I don't understand.
See, this is my thing, though, right?
So the nigga throw a bottle. You can't throw a bottle at a nigga in the middle of a battle that's in Jersey. That is deeper than the rap anyway. Like, it's already issued with grapes and six. You can't do that. And then you make all the homies leave and expect the man to still rap. You're not thinking about rapping no more. You threw a bottle at me. I'm a grown man, and I got little homies that got to walk 2 or 3 blocks around the corner to get to their whips.
Well, this is the thing, though, because, right, like, my whole thing, it didn't even have shit to do with the battle. Like, if you looking at the battle, G, Surf, in my opinion, his first round was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? He got loose. as soon as the second round hit, and it wasn't even the bottle incident, it's when Suge touched that nigga and he pushed him in the chest. At that point, all the heart and surf just dropped. Like, that man literally turned around. He was talking to his people. Like, he looked defeated at that point. You feel what I'm saying? And this is when the shit first started.
He threw up.
Yeah, when it first started, he was saying that this was his hood, and like he had Jersey on lock, and he was confident. My nigga, if this is my thing, right? Nobody can say that, and trust me, I've traveled places. You feel what I'm saying? I've been to St. Louis, Detroit, Chicago, and I've been in the grimiest of hoods in Milwaukee. Like, my nigga, everywhere I go, I'm the same nigga. I don't change up for nobody. You feel what I'm saying? So, my nigga, if I'm in that environment, I'm not going to change up. Like, I'm going to be who I'm going to be. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
man. Well, listen, though. I can agree with you, but at the same time, though, like, the battle that dropped today and the battle that was on pay-per-view was two different battles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they edited the fuck out of that battle, bro. I see this when it first happened, when you can see it. Like everything, and then seeing it, what was it? On yesterday, they edited it like
right, crazy,
like real bad. Like, yeah, he hit the nigga's chest and all that, you know, and Surf turned back to his homies and all that. And I mean, I don't know what was said, but from what, you know, what's the nigga name? That nigga from Queens, what's his name? What's the nigga from Queens that be doing the jokes?
Queens Flip.
Yeah, when Queens Flip was saying,
you
know,
it's all about me.
It's all about Queen Slip, as far as what he was saying in the building, was like, you know, certain from homies was like, what are we doing? He was like, no, this is chill. They were like, yo, if you say do A, B, C, and D, we clean this shit out type. See, you feel me? Like, so I think Suge didn't have no control over his homies. Like, Stacks, if I tell any of my homies don't do A, B, C, and D, they're not moving, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I tell niggas, don't move.
Please.
We're not doing this. They're not doing it. So, I'm down to that. Yeah. So, if y'all have a conversation, like, if me and you post a battle, Stacks, and we both, we got issues, and we talk like, yo, I'll make sure my niggas don't do this, my niggas do that. You know what I'm saying? But then my nigga decided he want to throw a bottle at you. You can be like, what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that shit was just wrong altogether. Like, I don't think shit should have been in Jersey at all. You feel me? Like, I think that shit should have been in another league, bro. Like, just not when you build up in Jersey, man. Like, you can't have.
See, this is the thing, though. This is the thing, right?
Game members there, bro.
What you just said is valid in the sense, hey, yo, like, Big Links is my brother, right? I don't look at him
right as
somebody that I got to talk down to. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if I say, hey, my nigga, we going to be on this right here as we step through, then folks, I ain't going to say fall in line because that's not what it is, but he's going to respect the fact that I said, hey, yo, my nigga, let's roll with it like this. I think New York
right
is the same way. Like, New York, if I, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to roll like this. This is how we're going to handle it. You know, after the fact, we're going to do whatever, but this is how we need to handle it right here. I don't think
right
that them niggas is going to fuck up the money, my nigga. The money is the most important shit. I don't give a fuck about it, repping the neighborhood or nothing like that, my nigga. That's not, fam, that's not what's going to win me, dog. That's not winning any wars later on in life, my nigga. The money is what's going to win us later on in life. And people need to start understanding that shit, dog.
Yeah, but look, Stacks. I get that. But when it comes to banging, though, like, the niggas that's coming with you don't care about no bag. They don't care about battle rap.
But they need to stay back then. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. You can't have that battle in Jersey. You can't have that battle in Jersey.
The nigga is surf, man. This nigga mixtape is called Newark. If you from Irvington, call your shit Irvington. Like, I don't care, fam. You missed the big Newark and all of this, and then shit happened. Yeah, that's just crazy. Arsenal, too. You missed the big. You are Mr. Jersey, but shit keep happening on your league. Like,
I already
went on record the same, man. U-Dub is kind of ruining, not even kind of, I'm going to just go ahead and come clean. U-Dub is ruining battle rap. They booking these battles that shouldn't happen over there. It's not looking good. It's just it's just weird.
I mean,
like, I don't know, man. That shit weird. Like,
Hey, yo, Shaq, didn't I tell you that the Holland and Shug are going to be on
the...
Yeah, I
that's
know.
That's
stupid, too.
I know.
That's stupid. Another dumbass shit, man. That shit, it's just like... So, okay, let's just run down real quick. Surf and Cal happened over there. Surf choked. Surf and Shug just happened over there. Surf choked or quit, whatever. Shug and T-Rex happened over there. T-Rex gave him 2 rounds. And Shug wrapped the 3rd round while T-Rex was talking to Arsenal the whole time. And then he just had this shit. Like, what's going... Like, this shit just ill, man. Like, that shit not battle rap, man. That shit is trash.
It's not,
like, nobody not, wants that shit to happen. Word, even in Jersey. It's just like, yeah, what are you doing? Like, that
right.
shit just ill, man. That shit is really just ill. I know Verb and Hitman both from the same city. They battled in their city and nobody threw no bottles on either side. You know what I'm saying? I know plenty
wait,
of
wait.
New York as much
and
as
you know the
talk
craziest
shit,
part? Wait a minute, my nigga, the craziest part is them niggas really had issues. I was in the building for that shit. Fam, when niggas walked in, you could feel the tension. You could cut that shit with a knife, my nigga. Like, dog. For the Verb Hitman shit, I was on Hitman side of the stage. No bullshit. And I damn near got into an altercation because, shit, I'm a Verb fan. You feel what I'm saying? The big nigga in the blue, me and him almost had words because it was real shit up in that building. But them niggas knew how to control their niggas, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, see,
I mean,
that's
the
thing, man.
And then it comes to the league, though, yo, as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the professionalism as far as what they're going to allow happen, like, all this let stuff happen. Like, you're supposed to be
like,
you know what I mean?
When a nigga punched him in the chest, folks, it would have been a battle over for me. Like, I'm not with that shit.
Like, yeah,
man,
man, like,
he didn't
cool
just
touch
the nigga.
Like,
he pushed the shit out of dude, folks. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, man. Shit
man,
just getting
you know
crazy,
what?
Man.
I'm gonna look at it like this. I'm not gonna specifically put it on the UW League or the Ultimate Award, whatever you want to call it. But what I will say is, he needs to do better contracts, give you a better understanding. And as far as the battle rappers are concerned, I don't know if you ever seen the backstage movie, you know, Rockefeller did back in the day on the Hard Knock Life tour. You remember towards the end when Dame Dash was like, this pain in the ass. We couldn't take him on this tour. Because if we take him on this tour, some shit would have jumped off. This dude don't care. When you're talking about doing battles, I don't care if it's in your city, I don't care if you're going on the road, if you got your people with you. You know who you should and shouldn't take. I'm just keeping 100 with you. You already know that. You know what I'm saying? And you're talking about, okay, if this happens, I don't get paid. If this happens, I don't get paid, but we're going to hold a block down, this, that, whatever. What good is holding a block down when y'all costing me 15, 20 G's?
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I understand. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen in Jersey, but what I would say is, you know what, it's happening in Jersey, blah, blah, blah. We finna sign this. All right, look, fam, no punches being thrown, no nothing being through, blah, blah, blah. We'll give y'all a warning,
right.
This, that, whatever. After that, no, it's over. Nobody getting paid, no nothing. If it's coming from
right.
your side. Just like
right.
you got to sign it, he got to sign it. You ain't talking about. So that's what I would do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sit there and just blame the league. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, let me explain something to y'all. If you sit there, you put the contract together, and you say, fam, I'm booking you for 3 rounds. I want 3 rounds. I don't want a 3rd round that's 30 seconds or a 3rd, blah, blah, blah. If you don't do that and they come and they give you that, they give you a verse they spit in a rap song a couple months ago, this, that, whatever, it's not their fault because you didn't put it together. And it could because at this stage in battle rap, fam, we done seen it all. You done seen Rex get on stage and spit a whole song he got just shot a video for a week before. We done seen this before. We done seen Mav come to a battle and spit the same shit he spit in the last battle a week ago. We've seen this, man. So if you're going to still book these dudes and this, that, whatever, I'm not going to tell you not to do it or you shouldn't do it, but get your contracts right, though. Because if your contracts ain't right, then you pretty much opening the door for this, in my opinion.
Another thing that I want to play off of is something that you had said, because when you was like, you know who to bring and who not to bring. My nigga, when I was running the events with Gracie down in Chicago, my nigga, who came with us? Like, me and Lynx know niggas that's goon status that don't give a fuck. Them niggas didn't come with us, my nigga. Like, they didn't make that trip. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we knew who to bring out, who to leave at home. My nigga, if it's going to be that much of an issue, all right, well, cool. You sit in the car while we handle business. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And look, if to me, if Oss is Great Street Crip, right, and Oss knows, I mean, he's from Newark, he knows, you know, the tension that been going on, you know, before the battle between, you know, the 60s and the Grapes. He knows this. So regardless of what Suge tell the homies, like, bro, like, we can't, Oss should have stepped in too. If he's proclaiming, you know what I mean, the way it looks as if, you know, he a big homie and it's your league, that should never came from that side, though. If anything, it came from the 60s side. It's never came from that side. This your league and you great. And you know what's going on, so there's no way that should have happened. Once again, like, there's no way that I'm going to tell some of my little homies, bro, like, we're going this young, we're going to do this answer. Do not, my nigga, I don't care what nigga say, do not throw nothing, this, them saying, do nothing. They're not going to do nothing. It's a different stains, bro, like, you feel me? Like, it's just different, like, stains, like, call yourself a big homie and then your little homies just do whatever they want to do.
Right.
Unless you a little homie. And they're like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Unless you a little homie, they're like, man, like, you feel me? Like, I don't care what they're talking about. I'm going to do whatever I feel.
Right.
But, you know, I just can't do it regardless, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like you said, like, why have the battle, you know what I mean, without one of the contracts saying, look, if anything happened, you know what I'm saying, if any, you know, blows or throws might touch whoever, if you're the battle don't finish, you ain't getting nothing half your money. That's what it should be, I think. But see, you know what I'm saying? Sit it that way. I guarantee you, we won't have niggas not coming with three rounds. Or we won't have altercations. Just folks
yeah,
like,
man.
We trip, I ain't getting out of half my money.
It's just too much, man. It's always something that I can't even name an event that they had that ain't, you feel me, have some kind of bullshit attached to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit just crazy, man. Shout out to the younger leagues and all of that. And all the other leagues that have successful shits and no altercations and just straight hip hop and all of that, man. Just kill that motherfucking Saga, man. Hey, he got that boy the fuck out of here. Woo! Let's go. Get him out.
That first battle about, I mean, that first time about Saga, I was like, all right, stuck. I mean, I can't really feel Saga because I'm like, how you Christian, but you ain't with a bunch of heathens that don't care nothing about it. You feel me? But whatever. That's another story. But what I'm saying, like, his first round, I was like, yo, that shit was crazy.
And then Bonnie got it worse. Bonnie got the fuck out of here, yo. Shout out to Verb. Look, I'm not going to lie, though. I'm not going to lie. I thought Verb was going OD. Like, I thought it was going to be Red versus Hustle type of disrespect and fire coming from a nigga versus female. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. I was expecting more, but he bodied her, man. What the fuck? What y'all think about that shit?
He did. Hey, you know what? I thought the same thing. I thought that he was gonna come in and be more.
I can't even lie.
But
that's my nigga. The third
that's
round.
That's more predictable,
was,
though. It's more predictable than we think
bitch.
That, yo.
Like yo.
But like
he
talked to
them
in ways that. Right. He talked to them in ways that Red didn't talk to her or Rock. You feel me? Like it was just like yo, like that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy.
Yo, what up? We there?
Bonnie was trying, bro, but golly, man. It's like, yo. I think he'll do Miss Hustle worse, bro. Like, I think if he battled Miss Hustle, but they talked about
man,
he's going to
everybody
go, like,
got disconnected,
on.
Man. What's happening?
I don't know. I'm up here still.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah, I think if he battled Miss Hustle, it's going to be worse, bro. I think he really going to spaz on her like they battled. But Bonnie just don't got no type of charisma to me. She just. And the rap,
her delivery trash.
Yeah,
delivery
trash.
And that's really why I thought Verb was gonna go off. Like I thought Verb was gonna like really just break her down, expose all of that, man.
Yeah, I think Verb held back a little bit. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I think he got another chopper loaded for the next joint coming back. I don't know. But. I mean, but look, even though he didn't do what we expected, like, going back to the rounds, it's like, yo, he really, like, whooped her ass, yo, like, bad. Like, the only reason why it looks decent is because it's a girl. You feel me? Like, the only reason why Bonnie Raitt, you know, seemed decent, I think. I mean, she did some shit,
man,
but, I mean,
they
wasn't say something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they wasn't even decent to me. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I couldn't between Bonnie and Saga, I ain't make it through two rounds altogether. I promise you, yo. I couldn't do it. I can't listen to the Saga's homeboy that always got a homeboy that's gonna do something, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, my nigga, like where he at, my nigga? Like, come on, son. How many niggas you got that's gonna pull up with the metaphor, dog? Like, I can't listen to that, and I can't hear Bonnie. I can't, man. And her bars, it's not even, you know what? Her bars ain't even terrible. It's just her voice and delivery. It's like, nah, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that to somebody else. Or somebody definitely gave you those, man. Like, because that ain't, it just don't fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, honestly, with the ghostwriting shit, too, that niggas be getting, like, when you write your shit and every writer knows, there's a time where you feeling yourself and there's just deflections in your voice and all of this. Like, you feeling it. You know what I'm saying? When you delivering your shit, you can feel it. And it's just a level nobody else quite going to reach with your shit, because you know the whole mood behind it. When niggas get them ghostwriting allegations and you really listen to their shit, you can tell if it's true or not, because it's just, they not comfortable with their own shit, like, and she just don't be sounding like she comfortable with her own shit.
No,
man.
She don't.
Hey,
and
yo,
round,
y'all hear me?
I want the third round. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The phone like literally cut me all the way off this whole convo. Like, real talk, I've been trying to get back on ever since.
No, we were just talking about how trash Bonnie is, and. I mean, I didn't watch the third round because I heard people say something about the dildo. I'm like, nah, I'm not watching that round, bro. So I watched the first round. The second one, it was on, but I really wasn't focusing. You feel me? I was doing other stuff. You know what I mean? Like, rolling the blunt like that. I won't really, really focus on her. You feel me? But, she definitely got ghostwriters. Definitely. I agree with that
100%.
But the ghostwriters didn't help because she got killed. Battle of the Sexes is 3-1. The only female that beat the dude is official. She beat Disaster.
Yeah, but
what y'all think about that, yo? Y'all think Official would be Disaster?
Yeah, that wasn't. I ain't no Disaster fan, so it really don't take much to beat Disaster. In my opinion, though.
Yeah, he annoys me. Yo, all that yelling stuff, like, bro, like, how is he?
Yeah,
that just annoys me, yo.
Yeah,
yeah.
But,
I agree.
But to piggyback on the Verb and Bonnie Godiva joint, Bonnie actually had some shit, fam. But you know what? And Verb, when he was giving the Danny Myers and the Danger Zone and Adi Booms the shots, what was Verb kept saying? He told all of them. He said, "It's not what you saying. It's how you saying this shit, man." And Bonnie had some shit. And you seen Verb, you know, giving her dap, have like, yo, that shit was hot. That shit was smooth.
Right.
But when
right,
he's
right.
saying it, the crowd is like. They not, like, she don't know how to give it to the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has some shit, but they don't know how to, she didn't know how to bring it out to where, you know what, we felt it, we seen it, or we got the reaction. You know what I'm saying? So, it appeared that it was overkill. Verb still won, but if she would have had performance like a Official or something, it would have been a lot closer. Verb still would have won, but Verb second and third round, that shit was retarded, man. It was. Yeah, that.
Bonnie's delivery
that shit
is
damn
like,
one fair.
Bill Collector. Her delivery is Bill Collector is like garbage. Technology like it's trash. Her delivery is horrible. Like it's like she's rapping to herself in slow motion in the mirror or something. Like she's rapping like, and her voice be annoying me. She's be, and I'm confused. Like, bro, like get aggressive or something. Like, you feel me? Like, and even when she try to get aggressive, it's like she's like trying too hard. You feel me? Like. It's not like it's natural. They don't come out naturally at all when I see Bonnie battling. Like, she be saying some shit, you know, sometimes it don't be like, it don't be hitting to me, you feel me? But I said that one time a long time ago, and one of her fans, a nigga told me I was hating, man. Get off her dick, and I'm like, oh, her dick, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just be mad when you talk about, you know, their favorite battle rapper. It's just, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, that's a fact, man. That's a fact. I heard, you know, I be hearing a lot of this stuff with the different rappers. I be seeing a lot of stuff too, man. And it's you know, shout out to You Had to Be There Gang and shit. My boy HD was on the car. He was one of the openers and stuff. And, you know, a couple of the niggas popped out to, you know, support him and shit. And, you know, Verb, man, Verb is just a different type of nigga, man. He understands the game. He understands marketing. He understands how to brand himself. You know what I'm saying? That niggas come to see Verb. Like, you be cheated sometimes with his performance because you're coming to see this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It's like going to see the Avengers Part 3, and then you don't see, you know, some of your favorite characters or this, you know, the story don't make sense. It's like, yo, I feel cheated, my nigga. It's not like you going to see, you know, Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds, and then motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, it turns out ass. He's like, damn, what the fuck was that? Because you're not really expecting too much out of it, but... Yo, this is Batman and Superman type shit, you know what I'm saying, with Verb. And it's like, these niggas know, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas know. Like, I don't know if you guys saw T-Rex versus Dizzy Spades on I think it was a basketball bleacher that just dropped. Y'all saw that?
No.
And I promise you, I'm not lying. T-Rex took a battle against a nigga named Dizzy Spade. Basically, it's somewhere in Harlem. And it's pretty awful. It's a one round. And it's crazy because, you know, these top tier niggas, like I said, they legends. And they get all this criticism and shit. And it's like, yo, I know y'all here motherfuckers saying y'all not hungry, y'all don't want it no more, y'all fell off. I don't see how you don't answer to those people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see how you don't want to shut them up. Especially these niggas that was groomed years of killing through that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. This shit is disappointing. That shit is disappointing to me, man. And Verb, one of them niggas, right. That, like, you're elite, my boy. It's not even like you were just here because, you know, you dress nice or, you know, you pull up in a car and niggas are impressed. Like, you could rap. You know what I'm saying? So you really one of them that we held, especially New York. Like, that's why I hurt so bad when the nigga invited us to his mans. It's like, damn, son. Like, we liked you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you was nice. You could rap. It's damn, man.
You know what?
That shit hurts, bro.
You know what? Let me say something about Rex. So, so everybody's seen the Rex and Verb, right? Just to get like the update,
right.
Saying ABC and D and who would this answer. When I watched Rex and Verb, I watched twice. I didn't have Rex winning. I didn't at all, bro. Like at all, I felt like maybe kept looking up at Diddy every second, but that was scary to me. And then he felt like he was losing, but the nigga kept walking closer to Verb, calling him, a little bitch ass nigga. Come on, bro, like, why you gotta do all that, my nigga? Like, I didn't feel that Rex won two rounds and Verb won one in that whole battle. I didn't think that way. But, you know, I got cousins in New York.
I had Verb winning round one and three. I felt Rex second was decent. But you can't, even with that, you know, to be fair, I'm one of them people, if I judge one battle this way, then I'm going to judge every single battle that way. You know,
right.
I didn't have Rex winning the round. If the second round doesn't happen how it happened, I think Bird sneaks that round. His third round was crazy. First round was through the roof. Like, I had always had Bird winning. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when you look at that battle, my thing is, okay, if you had this person winning, even if you're saying it's close, what is it that stuck out with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, so if I sit there and say, you know what, the whole it ain't in your character, Harlem niggas and no snitching and pitching, you know, you can't control Chrissy and King of Lions, Mufasa, Sammy, Shock Up Like Blocker, bumping on the timing, like all of this, that's Verb first round. What did T-Rex have? I asked people that, okay, what do you have in this first round? You pulled the little cardboard shit out. So that was better than everything Verb said. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's how I judge battles. So, I've always had Verb winning that battle, man, and we know why he didn't win the quote unquote look 10,000. But you know, I've always had Verb winning that battle. That shit wasn't close.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that, you know, the energy in the building be a little different sometimes. Like I know personally a couple of the joints I went to, and then I mean, I see on camera, and on camera, I'm like, nah, this nigga clearly lost. But in the building, man, you know what I'm saying? Not even to bring too much light on, we could even get off this and go to movies next or something. But, you know, that Beretta bar was fire when I first heard it. Like, I really reacted the first time I heard the Beretta bar. I ain't even ashamed of that. And I just knew what he was talking about. And then right after I reacted, I thought about it. I was like, damn, son. That was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But the energy leading up, man, and in the building, that will get you like that, man. So I ain't even, you know, some of the battles I ain't even mad at, man. But I was going to say, yo, movie-wise, man, I know a bunch of movies came out. You know, I'm a movie head, man. Like, I'm a movie head. Anything came out that we all saw, so we not spoiling. You know what I'm saying? But anything came out y'all saw that was good?
I saw Almost Christmas. It wasn't as good as what people told me it was to me. I mean, people had like it was the funniest thing in the world. And I was like, okay, I'm going to see this joint. I remember getting high up in this thing, you know what I'm saying? And I was in that bitch. I fell asleep like a couple times. Like, oh, shit. You feel me? Like, it wasn't as funny as what? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, yo, just tell you I was in there crying. I'm like, bet. It was a spoiler. I guess I should never ask people, you feel me? But I seen that, you know. I mean, anything else I haven't seen, except only one I saw. But, I mean, it was a good movie. It just wasn't as funny as people say. You feel me? Like, it was a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It's a good movie. But when they say, like, it had you crying, I'm thinking, really, like, I'm going to be in this genre, like, can't breathe. You know what I mean? But I think I laughed, like, a few times, maybe twice, like, hard. Other than that, I was like, you know.
What
smile,
about you, bro?
You feel me?
What about you, bro? Lanes, you ain't none?
I think maybe got cut off or something. New York.
Oh, yeah. You hear me?
Yeah, man. Something is wrong with the switchboard. Like, we keep getting in and out. Man, I dropped, like, the main call dropped as the host. So I just had to call back up as a caller.
Man.
Links just dropped. Man, we just going to close it up right now. I don't even know if the rest of the show got recorded or whatever. Like, it cut off.
Right.
We were talking about the Bonnie shit, so...
Man, we'll do it again next Friday, man.
Yeah, everybody get some shout-outs right quick. Let them know where, you know what I'm saying? Fine, shout them out right quick. Let them know where they can find you, G.
Dropping nothing, you feel me? Twitter, that's the only thing. You know, just, you know, shout-out all the real niggas, man. Free all my homies locked up.
Words. Appreciate
my little
you,
homies
G.
There, you feel me?
Man, New York, go ahead, shout them out, G.
Yeah, man, Coliseum Battle League, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that came out to the new era card, North New York versus Ghost dropping soon. Probably next week, we're going to see. Next join up is like January, I think, January 14th or some shit like that, man. It's going to be fun. Word. Right now, New York, North New York versus Breezy Nice on YouTube. Go check that shit out. I'm saying we got some other shit, man. High Society Invitational. I think Sunday coming up, you know what I'm saying? We moving, man. We moving. Tapes coming soon, all that good shit.
Word. Well, brother.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you guys calling up. You know what I'm saying? Big Links, New York, my nigga Fonz. Like, I appreciate all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? As we touched at the beginning of the show, you know what I'm saying? Zach Randolph, you know, he lost his mom. Tanner Fry lost his mom and whatnot. Yo. Man, these are the times. Yo, hug everybody. You know, let them know that you love
brother.
One another and whatnot. Man, and everybody that called in the show, I got genuine love for it. Like, I fuck with each and every one of y'all. I just want y'all to know that. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for fucking with me. Hey,
vice versa, bro.
My nigga, we just going to keep it moving like that. We going to stay real, you know what I'm saying? We don't let these haters hate. And, man, just live life and love one another and continue on to move forward and shit like that. So, with that being said, man, I appreciate y'all joining us for, you know, Talking Shit with Stacks, the Black Friday edition. Man, we're going to come back, and we're going to have something, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more frequent and shit like that. We're going to stay up to date with these things and hopefully Blog Talk and get they bullshit together. You know what I'm saying? And with that, shit, we out. I appreciate y'all. Y'all be cool.
All right, 100.